unfiltered, unapologetic, and unavoidable. You're listening to The Moon Griffon Show.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. It is The Moon Griffon Show. All right, so I want to wrap up this. So registered Republicans are going to do it. Derek Badcock, all the Republicans, I'll be excited. They've been working on this for a long time. No party's still growing, though. The only reason I bring this up is people like to do what's popular. Even when they vote in elections, everybody likes to go with the winner. I'm kind of hard-headed, me. I seem like I go with the people that lose. That's just me. I don't feel so guilty because when things don't go right with your candidate, I don't have to apologize. So Republicans have got it going on because this is the way to go. How many people are being elected Republicans that see what's happening, become a Republican, not because they believe in a conservative movement and things of that nature, because they just want to win elections? And I think we see that sometime in the way these people vote when we got to twist their arms and fight them to vote for stuff. I was talking to Brian Howdy, my buddy from Baton Rouge. He made a good point. He said, you know, everybody ain't conservative as me. And I agree. But people are right of center. But to put an R by your name does not make you a conservative, and it does not put you right of center. It doesn't. So when you get the majority and supermajority, I'm going to use the example. Nobody wants to hear it, but like the Cleo Fields vote. You had a supermajority in the House and Senate, supermajority, and you had the Republican governor and all that stuff. I'm not trying to rehash all that, but the fact of the matter is they gave us Cleo Fields. So does that make my point that because you have an R does not mean you're conservative? When the Republicans in the fraud squad, 23 of them voted with Clay Schexnauer, they actually elected the Speaker of the House in Baton Rouge with more Democrats than Republicans. Yeah, there was 23 Republicans. I want to say they got somewhere around 60, 70 votes. The rest of them were Democrats. It was like twice as many Democrats voted for Clay Schexnauer. So what Clay Schexnauer had to do to make a deal, he had to make a deal with the Democrats, the leftists, no accountable Democrats. And then we had to make a deal with Cleo Fields. So when you start talking about having Republicans with the lead and 2,600 more votes or 23, whatever it is, I think it's over 26, and it's probably going to grow. My question is not, I mean, they ought to be proud of that. It just took a long time to do that. How do we know when we elect? Well, one of the ways we would know, but they don't want to do it, why don't we just do closed primaries for statewide and Senate and representatives? Why don't we just have closed primaries? If you do that, Griffon, you're going to get the most extreme candidate. Well, let me ask y'all a question. Since y'all think we're going to get the most extreme candidate, we just had a Senate. We just have a Senate closed primary. And Julia Letlow has won that. She's going to be the next United States Senator. Was she extreme? This is what I've been hearing. You're going to get the extreme candidates. Is she an extreme right-wing Republican? Just a question. I don't think anybody's going to say, no, yeah, she's extreme right wing. I don't think anybody's going to say that. But I thought they told us all we're going to get is this extremism on the right. We were told that. And the first time we have closed primaries, we did not elect the most extreme right winger. But this is what they tell. Oh, we can't do that. We're going to get too much extreme. You got Nungesser and Garrett Graves and all them crying, oh, we can't have that. We're going to get this not democracy. We're saying a democracy anyway. So I thought this, is that not what they told us? Lane? If you do this cold primary, you will get all these right wingers in there, and they can't win in the general election. Well, I don't think Ms. Letlow's extremist, and she's going to win in the general election. So where's the points they were making? Why can't we do it in the statewide races? Why can't we do it in the state reps and the state senators? I mean, I think it would be great. Now, I there are a bunch of Republicans that like to go that way, and I don't blame them. The other thing is that if they're going to do closed primaries, they ought to get rid of the no-party people from voting. No, Moon, you're eliminating me. Well, eliminating me, too. D difference is I'd go be a Republican so I could vote in the Republican primary. I don't have to sit out. That's making me do something I don't want to do, but don't do it. I feel like if that's the ruse, then I'm just playing by the ruse. But they always told us, man, don't do closed primaries. You're going to always get the extremists. Well, we had one race. It was a Senate race. How'd that work out? How'd that work out? We didn't get the Ms. Letlow, Congressman Letlow was not the most extreme right-wing candidate, but she won. And she won pretty good. So, so much for the theory or the argument that we're going to get these right-wing extreme candidates. But the only time I've seen it in the last 20 years, it looked like that didn't work out too well, did it? You think she's extreme? Huh. No, she's not extreme at all. But that's what they told us. They told us they're most extreme candidates. And that's what they said, oh, we can't do that. There's a bunch of people who want to get rid of it already. Now, talking to Ms. Landry, Ms. Nancy Landry, Secretary of State, she says right after the November-December election, unless the legislature does something, the House and the Senate and all the Bessie and the Supreme Court, and there was one more, Public Service Commission, they're still going to be running a closed primary. That didn't change, folks. They just made the exception because of the way redistricting did that because of the late court ruling on Calais. But I've been amazed, man. I've been waiting for these extreme candidates to pop up. And yet, it's not what happened. Not what happened at all. It's amazing. By the way, I'm going to do a little bit when we get back at the top of the hour. They had an article, does Air Products' decision foretell larger problems for Louisiana energy for the future? And I'm going to say no, not even close. We're still embracing energy future because we got to have oil, gas, natural gas, coal, and all that stuff, and Louisiana's prime for all that. Air Products and Exxon and one other company made smart decisions. They couldn't make money on this CCS craziness, and they gotten away from it. That's all. It ain't going to hurt us. I'm going to get to that and just proving my point. I had a buddy of mine catch me. Was it Friday? And they got me. But he wasn't mad at me, but he kind of was. If he's listening right now, he's probably laughing. He said, man, I want the key. I said, me? A nice guy like me. He said, ma'am, I had a contract and hundreds of thousands of dollars dealing with this Air Products. He said, since they got away from it, I lost it. He said, man, I had that thing in my hands and you cost it. He blamed me for it. I said, how did I cost it? I said, the company said they couldn't make money. They were trying to sell it off for a while. And so we cut up and had a good time about it. But I didn't do anything. I've always thought this would fall and fail because there's no money in it. There's no demand in it. Some of this hydrogen stuff is not going to be a demand. And so when it falls, don't blame people that are against it. My reason for being against CCS was the federal government's broke, and it does nothing. It produces nothing. I'm still right about that. All these oil companies can do everything they're doing without CCS, every single one of them. They have plenty of business, too, because the world works on petrol and fossil fuels. That's how the world's run. That's never going to change. That's never, ever going to change, ever. So, you know, when these companies do this, I kind of read in between the lines, and they're talking about the money that they're not going to make. There's not any money in it. And I've sat down with people, very good business people, from Exxon, Air Products, and other people. And I heard them talk about the tax credits and how they need even more. This might not work because they're not getting near enough from the federal government. And that's why I knew, but it's a never make it. There's no way to make it. And I kept my mouth shut. I listened. Very good people, smart people. Really enjoyed meeting all those people. They were really, really good business people. And a couple of friends of mine who set this up, I love them to death, and they set it up, and I was glad I went to the meetings. I'll still go to some. Even the one where I was told my job wasn't essential. I really enjoyed that one. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. More of the Moon Graffon Show. Some of you leaving us. God bless. The rest, hang around. More to come.